So I've got the boy here. One sec. Oh, yeah. I could not figure out how to get that music to stop. So that was a little annoying, but I figured good. I got it all figured out. And huge thanks to everyone for dropping in. If you guys haven't met Tomas yet, he is core dev here at Asteroids. And I thought maybe we could just start with a quick intro from you, Tomas, a bit about your background and what you do at Asteroids.
Yeah, hey guys. So I'm Tomas. I'm full stack developer, work as full stack developer for more than 10 years. Yeah, I spent multiple years in crypto and before that work for some traditional Web2 companies and joined Asteroid Protocol like 2.5 months ago, I think. Yeah, and now I'm one of the core contributors of the Asteroid Protocol, lately focused on the front-end app and the collections feature.
Very cool. So I'm just curious, what do you think so far? Like, how do you feel about the adoption of the protocol so far and like what it's been like building on it and seeing kind of the community evolve?
Yeah, I love especially lately with the release of the collections. I see a lot of excitement.
Yes. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I didn't saw the initial stage of the excitement because I wasn't here from the beginning, but I think now we are building the momentum again with all the new releases. So
super cool. Well, so my thoughts for today's space is just to go through everything that's been revealed in the Rage map so far, and maybe do that quickly. And if there are any questions that pop up during the process, just feel free, anyone who wants to ask a question, raise your hand, and we'll get you up on stage. And then at the end, we can open it up to even broader questions or whatever is on everyone's mind. So I think the best place to go to see the Reach map is the Medium article. So far, this Rage map will have 10 stations when it's complete. And we've so far released stations 1 through 7, just published 5, 6, and 7 today. Predict that we could run through them all just fairly quickly. And so I'll go ahead and kick it off. Station 1 was all about modernizing inscriptions and NFTs. So basically introducing collections. And Tomas was the main dev there, so maybe you could talk briefly about what you released and kind of what changed on the protocol. Yeah, I think you're on mute if you're speaking, Tomas.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so before the collections, you could just create simple inscriptions without traits or without ability to group those inscriptions together or even to set royalties. So with the release of the collection feature, you can now put your inscriptions into collection, set royalties, and also add traits to your inscriptions to make them more interesting. Yeah, and even with the latest release, you can also sort inscriptions by rarities that are calculated from these traits. Yeah.
Super cool. Yeah, I think about this upgrade as like just basically taking inscriptions from the Dark Ages to the modern times. We basically just had such a rudimentary way to do inscriptions before this upgrade, and now it feels like it's this protocol, at least the website, is almost on par with and something like a Stargate or so OpenSea or Tensor. Definitely some more stuff we want to add to get there, but those are covered in future stations. So next station is one I believe you're working on right now, Tomas, which is the floor sleeper. Could you tell us how that's going to work and what the advantages are?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so yeah, as you said, that's the feature I'm working on currently. And this will allow you in the first phase for the tokens to go to token marketplace and select multiple listings and buy multiple listings at once. And yeah, in the second phase, we will implement the same logic for inscriptions as well. So you will be able to select multiple inscriptions and yeah, buy multiple inscriptions at once. Yeah, that's the main thing.
I really love this feature because, like, right now, I imagine if you were a whale or something who wanted to buy, say, a million Roids tokens, you would have to buy those in tiny chunks of like 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 tokens. So if you're trying to buy a million, you're looking at being, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of transactions, and you'd have to approve each one. With the floor sweeper, this would all be kind of automated. So you could just say, I want to buy a million Roids, you know, a max price of this, and it would go through and just enable you to do that in a single transaction. So that would work similar for your collections. So say a collection has 100 pieces, you want to sweep the floor and buy five of the cheapest ones all at once, you would be able to do that with the sweeper as well. So very cool and powerful, I think. All right, station number three is creator tooling. So with this one, basically this would really be targeted at inscription creators. So people that build NFT collections, they would have the ability to do things like batch upload a bunch of artwork pieces that then other individuals could come along and mint. So right now, the way it works on Asteroids is even if you're a creator, you have to mint all of the individual pieces and then list them for sale. This would take a step out of there. And I think make it a lot more fun for collections, because another element of minting is that you never know which piece you're going to get necessarily. So it's kind of like a lottery where you could end up getting a really rare coveted NFT for the same price that everyone else paid. So I'm super excited about that one. Anything you want to add on that creator tooling piece, Demos?
Yeah, I'm also very excited for this one. Yeah, like we have collection support now, but it's still a bit limiting because creators need to first inscribe all of the inscription, and you have to create one transaction per inscription. So it's kind of a long process to create a full collection. So yeah, this unlocks definitely more possibilities and will allow to create much bigger collections. So really excited to see what creators are going to come up with.
Indeed, man. I really love this thing. I think after this station as well, like everything that you can do on these other NFT platforms, Hashwoods would incorporate. So there's really not much missing beyond this piece. So I think it'll be a huge step forward for the protocol. All right, station number five. This one was now we're getting into the ones we just published today. And the first piece I'm sure that a lot of people are already aware of is the CFP20 bridge. And we're actually already building it. But the idea here is you would just be able to bridge your voids over to another Cosmos chain. And they would be minted on the far side as token factory coins. And it's kind of a technical standard on Cosmos chains. But once you have token factory coins, you can do anything that you could do with the standard Cosmos-based token. So you could put them into ANNs, you could put them into governance platforms, or even help people. And I think another cool use case would be like, say we built up a ton of liquidity on voids. Maybe at that point we could create a governance proposal to get voids listed on something like Morris Protocol, which enables buying and lending. So you could theoretically, you would be able to take your voids over to Mars, deposit them, and borrow against them for other trading or whatever you wanted to do on Mars. So that's more not guaranteed, but my mind is like jumping ahead to all these use cases for CFP20s in this new sort of format that's fully Cosmos compatible. Anything I didn't cover on that one that you're intrigued by, Thomas?
Just want to say that also excited about the bridge, because like right now we are constrained only to what's implemented or supported in Indexer. So this will open a whole new set of opportunities for CFT20 tokens. Yeah, so excited for this one.
Sweet. All right, on to station number six, exploring the feasibility of an inscription bridge. This is one I'm really curious to hear from people in the community about. We've talked about it a bit, haven't made any decisions on it, but the idea here would be like you could take your asteroid pieces, so you've got like events, one of the stakes either collections or something. And you think, I want to move this over to a Cosmos chain so that I can list it on, say, Stargaze or something. Yeah, I guess the interesting thing about this is like you may be able to unlock more advanced NFT like features on other chains, but also I feel like it could expand the audience for people that might be wanting to buy these things or just getting them in from more NFT collectors. But yeah, this one's still kind of theoretical at this point. Another aspect of it would be like, what if you could take a bad goods and walk that in the bridge and then mint like an asteroids version of that bad game? That's even more theoretical, and but it's super interesting to think about. I think longer term, these inscriptions should be like moving around the Atom economic zone like seamlessly. I hate this idea of NFTs being locked on one specific chain, so I do find this intriguing. I don't think we've talked about this on Tomas. Like, what are your thoughts on this? Like an inscription bridge, do you think? Where does your mind go when you're thinking about that?
Not sure if there are right now in Cosmos space some like DeFi protocols that can work with NFTs, but if there would be some like where you can put your NFTs like in lending protocol, for example, that might be some interesting use case. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, or I can imagine you want to build some kind of game where you need smart contracts, but you created inscriptions for that on asteroids, so then you want to bridge it over. Yeah, I can see definitely some possibilities for that. And as you said, to also like reach some other communities.
Yeah, super cool. I do another aspect of the bridge that Tomas and I have kind of talked about, like if you could, once the bridge is in place, it should enable things like being able to buy inscriptions on Cosmos Hub using like the non-Atom tokens. So maybe using CFD20s or using like even coins that are native to other chains, like imagine being able to buy an inscription with stars or with Cosmo or Neutron or something like that. So I think like these cases are kind of hard to imagine, but I think like it ultimately leads us to this world where we're all of crypto is heading, which is like seamless interoperability between chains. So I am excited about this one. We would love some community input on it if you guys think this is something that people would like to see in more of. And then station number 7, another kind of one that we want to explore, is really cool, which I think is this idea of building out an indexer directly on the EMM. Tomas, do you want to give us an overview of that, how that might work, or your thoughts around it?
Yeah, so you could basically trade your CFD20 tokens in same way as you trade tokens in Astroport or Osmosis today, but this would all happen in Cosmos Hub and would be handled by the indexer.
Yeah, super cool. Like this is, I think, kind of touches on this theme I've been thinking a lot about, which is this parallel architecture between blockchains. So there's really kind of two ways you could approach things like tokens and NFTs. And one way is using a blockchain that supports smart contracts, so like Ethereum, Solana, any of the Cosmos chains, and besides the hub. So when you do that, it's easy to build like on-chain ANNs. It's easy to build on-chain lending. Basically, under that model, everything you do is on-chain. Inscriptions kind of present this alternative model where it's more of a hybrid thing. So like your transactions are on-chain, but then a lot of things have moved to the indexing level. So the indexing could potentially be a place that would like sold tokens on a user's behalf. So like if I have to go ANN like Roids and Atom, for example, I could go and basically kind of deposit those into the ANN. It would be wrapped that in plus Roids, and then the indexer would use the same formulas that like Uniswap does to facilitate trading. So anyone else could then come and use wrap that in to buy some of my Roids, and that would readjust the balances on the indexes ANN side. So, pretty interesting. And it would just be wild to see because the hub doesn't have an ANN and that currently doesn't enable such a thing. So it would be kind of a radical change to see an ANN directly on the hub for the first time since it launched 5 years ago. So yeah, pretty cool idea there. But yeah, that's all the stations we've published. And we are going to have 3 more coming out maybe in 2 weeks. So stay tuned there and we'll share like some future ideas and other things we want to explore. But now I'd love to just open it up to everyone and see if you guys have any questions. And we can dive in. Could be anything to, doesn't have to be limited to the range map. So love to hear any questions, of course, speak, and I will be happy to present anyone. And while people are thinking about that, I did want to say to you, like, kind of a disclaimer that, you know, everything on the reach map is theoretical, no guarantees. We've definitely begun development on the floor sweeper and the bridge. Those are very likely to get released. All right. I don't know if I'm now we'll have any questions.
Yeah, also some suggestions. What do you would like to see us to build? Any ideas?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Hey, anyone can hear me? Hey, guys.
Yes. How's it going?
Oh, let Nama speak first.
Oh, thank you, man. Sorry, I didn't. I wasn't hearing. No. I don't, you know, I don't have a particular question. I just wanted to give a shout out to you guys and to the Astro team for, you know, building all this stuff out in a very short period of time, and, you know, giving a lot of creators the possibility to launch a collection very easily. And yeah, just astonishing to see how fast you guys ship. And yeah, just wanted to say thank you.
Sweet. Super appreciate that. Obviously, Tim Ross and Donovan are the true chads here. So, yeah, I'm always amazed by them. And hopefully, we can even maybe get some more devs and community members like contributing code to the GitHub, so we can spread this thing on even faster. But yeah, thanks for that. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it as well.
All right. Who else is speaking? I think. Minas, did you have a question?
I mean, not really. You know, I'm super excited about all the features that are coming, and yeah, just cannot wait to try it all out. But no questions from my side.
Cool. Thank you.
Hi, man. Sorry, I was sort of let up to sort of or requested to speak. So, just wanted to reiterate what sort of Nama said. You know, you guys have done such a great job. I'd sort of tried. You know, sort of launching an NFT collection on Stargaze, got really frustrated, you know, came over to sort of Asteroid when that sort of launched, and it was just so seamless and easy, you know, made it so, so enjoyable for me. And I know probably a few other sort of creators as well. And it's just been an absolute sort of joy, you know, and really, really, really happy. You know, how things are sort of going on there. So a massive shout out to you guys, because it's really opened up, you know, sort of certainly doors for me, but I know sort of doors for other people that I've brought in onto the platform as well. Creators who, you know, have not used, not even been in crypto before, and they've come to Asteroid, and, you know, in some sense, they don't know how lucky they are, because it's the least frustrating thing I've ever sort of used. So, you know, and they're really happy as well. So, you know, you've put smiles on people's faces. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. Secondly, I'm really interested about the inscription bridge. The token bridge sounds really cool, but the inscription bridge, I just think, sounds just like a wild idea. I love it. And partly, I think it's what you were sort of saying, Redphone, you know, this sort of idea of opening up and having this sort of trade, free sort of trade between sort of chains across the sort of cosmos just sounds like a no-brainer to me. You know, you'd be bringing in sort of people from sort of the Stargaze community and across pollination. I just think it's a no-brainer. You know, it's just a great idea.
Very cool. Yeah, I love to hear that, especially from directly from creators on the platform. I've heard some skepticism from others about, you know, who would care to buy artwork that is made on the hub or on a different chain. But I think what we're building on the hub is culture, and that culture can, you know, it can spread beyond just the chain itself. It's like bad kids, I think. Like, most people in crypto have probably heard of those, even if they've never used Cosmos in their life. So yeah, do you think this idea of expanding the universe would be awesome?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was the thing I was really excited about in your sort of rage map. I was thinking, yeah, let's get that done. Well on that. And the other two things I wanted to ask, so there's two things, sort of slightly maybe a bit beyond the scope of the sort of rage map, but they're things that sort of interest me sort of, and they're quite sort of different things. So the first one, I was thinking, you know, in the current sort of, you know, sorry to bring in sort of politics to this, but the current sort of political climate, you know, there's a lot of sort of censors, and, you know, you see something like Wikipedia getting sort of, you know, back and forth as like some kind of political football. And I think, you know, something like what you guys are doing, could it be extended for like, you know, things like knowledge and, you know, encyclopedias being sort of inscribed on the hub, you know, and it's there, it's immutable. You know, you can't sort of get rid of that then. You can't change it. You can't alter it to somebody's sort of political persuasion. Like I'm thinking, you know, sort of Roald Dahl books that were in the UK had sort of sensitivity sort of readers who wanted to change certain sort of phrases and words to make it sort of politically correct. And I think, you know, you've got something here which could make that, you know, sort of immutable. We can't change then, you know, sort of history to our sort of political sort of whims. And to me, that would be sort of really powerful. And I could imagine, you know, you could have some query bots or something, you know, you could sort of get something off like Fetch AI or something, a query bot to, you know, sort of put in a search term, you know, or something, and then sort of retrieve that. I might be completely off center because, like, you know, my tech knowledge isn't that sort of great, but that's one thing. And I'm just wondering if that's something A, would be possible, B, you guys have sort of thought about as a sort of long-term sort of thing.
Yeah, I definitely think it's possible. And it's something I would love to see more of being on the hub is just like taking advantage of the uncensorability. So kind of along those lines, one thing I've been thinking about a lot is using the hub as like, this is kind of morbid, but as a place to like publish obituaries, it's very like, if you've ever had to do an obituary for someone who passed away, like you just get charged a lot of money, you get super limited on space, so you can't even necessarily say everything that you want to say if you're tight on money. And then they kind of make you pay these renewal fees every year to keep that obituary online. And I just wish there were more of like the semblance of life should be able to be immortalized cheaply and to be accessible. Yeah. And I think like platforms, like any sort of inscriptions platform, give you that capability. You can publish that data, it's there forever. It's a very different model than this like cloud-based data storage where you pay an ongoing fee. So yeah, I definitely think it could be home to things like that. There's been, I've seen over the years, different attempts for like something like a Wikipedia. Everpedia, I think, was one and built on the US. Yeah, I'd love to see it. I think a bit of it would come down to just designing how to kind of a meta protocol for something like an encyclopedia. But I think it could be done, and yeah, you'd have to think a little bit about the costs, like you know, who would be willing to pay the costs and to inscribe all the data. But yeah. I would love to see something like that.
I'm thinking big. I want to get a foundation. but the other thing, I think B10 mentioned this, 10th base, and he was talking about, because he's been inscribing, you know, sort of, if you think about sort of culture, you know, sort of he's been sort of inscribing sort of baseball cards and things like that. You know, and he mentioned, I'm pretty sure it's B10, but he mentioned something about, what is it? When you create, so you, like patents, and maybe you could use it as well, sort of like a patent. sort of storehouse, you know, again, another sort of immutable feature. So that was really interesting. I liked that idea. But the other thing I wanted to say, which is completely sort of different, and it's not my idea. It was something that Runes raised along with Justin, who does sort of monocles. I think they both talked about like a media player and, you know, sort of developing a media player that you could, you know, sort of maybe split up a MP3 or an MP4 into sort of like 1 second sort of chunks, and like a meta protocol sort of media player would be then able to sort of reassemble it and sort of play it. And that just is wild to me. That would be amazing. Because I've tried to inscribe music on Asteroid, you know, not massively successfully, but I got a minute and a half compressed piece of music, you know, on there. But, you know, depending on your speakers, it could sound really, really, really dodgy. And somebody done it on Bitcoin Ordinals as well. It blew me away. They'd done like an MP3. They didn't use compression. They used, I think, what kind of Runes was sort of talking about. And I was just wondering if we could get something like that, maybe on a longer term sort of roadmap, that would be killer. That would be like the killer app for me. I'd be all over on this place. You know, tell them my mates, like, you know, make music, get on it. Because you could have like a record label, you know, Asteroid sort of record labels, which, you know, I've been thinking about setting up. You know, Asteroid sort of records, and, you know, sort of doing like chip tunes and stuff like that. It opens up so many possibilities, that though. Be wicked.
Yeah, I really love that. I think Tomas got bumped as a speaker. I sent you an invite if you want to rejoin it, if you can. Tomas would probably be better to talk it up and stuff. I know Donovan actually has some experience building out media players. So he's thought about this a lot as well, and it seems like definitely feasible. Something I would love to see. I would stay tuned for the Rage map. I'm not sure if that one's on the rest of the Rage map, but yeah, I feel like we're getting tons of requests for this. There seems to be a lot of demand. So yeah, we should take another look at building it out. I think one thing I think about is just like the moats that some of these content providers have, like YouTube and Spotify and stuff, and being able to circumvent those and to give people the power to just publish their stuff directly on chain forever is awesome. So I'd love to see that as well.
Absolutely. And if you think about sort of, you know, our sort of inscriptions are sort of like assets, you know, and you're sort of creating, you know, a world, a sort of universe, if you sort of will, you know, sort of Runes with his sort of things and everybody else sort of doing their sort of, you know, things. But you can then start to create sort of universe with characters in it, you know, and I've started to try and do that with a sort of project and that I'm sort of working on and thinking longer sort of term, you know, those inscriptions that we're sort of creating, you know, people could sort of upload their sort of own videos, you know, based on those sort of characters or whatever you're sort of creating. And I just think it would be absolutely epic, because with the advent of sort of AI, it allows people to do that. You know, they create sort of or co-create sort of part of that universe. I just think it would be absolutely sort of mental, and it would, you know, sorry, that's a bit of an English term, mental, it means brilliant. You know, it would sort of also tie in with sort of, you know, this sort of AI, you know, sort of kind of sort of wave that everybody's getting on with sort of the creativity sort of aspect of it sort of kicking off. But yeah, I'm going to finish speaking because I'm sure other people want to have a chance.
I love it. And I think you're right. Like, there's kind of a limitation to what you could deal with Asteroids because of the size requirements. So solving that issue just opens up the universe of what you could do with Asteroids. So, like, even if it's just a video or music, like being able to inspect any sort of large file would be really cool. Even like a massive PDF of a book or things like that. Like, I think if we tackle this, we should do it in a way that it would enable you to publish anything that was like large. So that would be interesting too, to be able to upload full books, even
yeah.
Anything that's got a huge file and stuff like that.
Definitely, definitely. I'm gonna unmute myself and I'm gonna get a little bit of dinner. But you guys rock, man. You're absolutely epic. Really are.
Awesome. Well, that's how we feel about you and the rest of the creators. So thank you for your kind words and loving what you guys are throwing out there on Asteroids. I've definitely been collecting some candy on my own myself. So keep it up, man.
Nice one, man. Take care.
You too. All right, I see one question from Wounds. Was posted as a tweet. Yes. If we could talk a little bit about how inscriptions could be added to the DAO along with tokens, so that you could experiment with that a bit. So, yeah, there's kind of two angles I see here. And the first angle would be as soon as the bridge is live, like people could just bridge their tokens over to, say, Neutron and tap into an existing governance protocol, like DAO or any other different protocols out there that enable like voting, on-chain voting, and governance. So that's one way it could happen. Another way is we could build out some governance tools on the indexer itself. So that would be in like releasing, say, a staking module. So users could then take some roads or whatever token they've got, stake those directly on the indexer. And then that action would obviously be on chain, so you could use it as your timestamp to enable that user to vote on things or propose updates or even just reward them with an airdrop in the future or something. You'd be able to see only their on-chain actions if they were staked and what time frame they were staked within. So that would unlock governance directly on the hub. So yeah, I think there are two angles there. I think the bridge would happen first, and then we would have to think kind of what exactly we'd want to build out on the hub and how to set that up. But yeah, I think that's coming, and I think it would be really cool to see. There's something else I wanted to talk about. I think I forgot that. Something to do with the bridge. I don't know. If it comes to me, I'll re-add it. But yeah, let's see. I don't see any requests for. Oh, here's one request. Asteroid Hub. Go ahead, Sam. Well, it's taking a minute for that's what it has to be able to connect. So let's just give him a sec to see if he can join. Yeah, it's really cool to see all the faces in here. Lots of the creators of some of my favorite collections. I see Astrodog, Ruins, Mr. Miyagi, Laundry, and Beta, and all of you, like, Exhibits. Huge thanks for joining here today. See, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get Asteroid Hub to speak. Yeah, Yeah, one thing I just remembered what I wanted to mention earlier. And it's probably one thing that I'm most excited about with the bridge. So, like, once you're able to bridge CFT20s over to another chain, I think it's going to be super exciting because you can take, like, say I bridge some nodes over to Neutron, for example, and Astroport has an outpost on Neutron. So Astroport is a DEX built on Cosmos SDK, so it's actually supported, it's actually deployed on 5 chains, so it's on Neutron, it's on Osmosis, it's on Injective, and say Brass Report has this cool feature called incentives. So basically, if I created a token on CFT20, let's say I made one called Redfin, people could bridge that token over to Neutron and then deposit it into you and help people on Ash Report. But the question is, like, no one would have heard of my token. How could I get them to help you without, like, giving them any sort of reward to anything? Like, you can actually incentivize LPs directly through Astroport. So I could go to Astroport's UI. I could deposit some Redfin tokens along with, say, some Royds tokens. And then I could offer additional rewards for anyone else who does the same. So if someone else came along and they wanted to LP some Royds and Redfin tokens, they could do that. And then they could be earning an APY from the rewards that I'm offering them. So say I had some new train set aside or Astro tokens or whatever. I could offer those to anyone who LPs in the pool. And that's a way to really attract liquidity to these pools. And if anyone's going to be launching CFT20 tokens and they want to ensure they have liquidity on an ANN, I would highly recommend checking out Astroport stats and looking at their incentives and capabilities, because then you can really entice people into your pools. So that, like, if you see a 500% APY on a pool because it's paying out tokens, that would encourage people to bridge over your token and then deposit it into the LP pool. So I think it's a really cool sort of flywheel there.
Are there any liquidity requirements that we need to take care of, or how does it work usually?
What do you mean by liquidity requirements?
Yeah, I'm not sure. In order to, like, create a pool on Astroport, is there, like, a minimum of tokens that we need to deposit?
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean,
I don't think there's a minimum. You just need to supply two tokens, and whatever ratio that you supply them in kind of sets the price. So if I went over with my Redfin tokens and I thought these things should be worth $1, I could LP one Redfin token and one USDC stablecoin, and that would set the initial price at 1-to-1. So anyone who wanted to buy that Redfin token could buy, you know, up to one, not quite one full token, but then that would change the price on the pool. And then from there, like, anyone else could add more liquidity to grow the pool, and any trading that would happen in the pool would change that ratio of tokens, which would change the price. So it's obviously the more tokens you deposit, the less volatile the price would be. Because if I just deposited one Redfin token and one USDC, even if someone just went in and they bought 50 cents worth of Redfin tokens, that would push the price immediately up to like $1.50 for Redfin tokens. So, just the more liquidity that you put in, the less price volatility would have, or the more depth the pool would have, so it could absorb trades better.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like, to avoid slippage and to provide, like, a good user experience if you launch, like, a CFT20 pool. But yeah, I will check the requirements in the docs.
Cool. Yeah, and you'd have to do a little bit of math to then have, like, would it be better for me to LP on my own, or me to, like, take some of that money that I was going to LP with and offer rewards to other people to LP as well. So it's kind of a fun little... some fun little math games you can play and start to look at how you can get the most bang for your liquidity. All right, looks like Astroid, how about I guess you approved the server questions there.
Hello. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. I'm glad I got this working. I had to switch devices. Cool. Well, first off, yeah, I just want to give you guys a shout out. I think this is the first time I've shared a space with everybody, but thanks so much for everything you've done. We've come so far in such a short period of time, and it's, you know, been such a blast. So thank you, and shout out to you guys.
Like you say, we're all huge fans of S-Word. Oh, but I think it's, I think it may have been one of the first like third-party websites built on the protocol and the data behind it. So yeah, huge respect and love what you're doing there.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Hope to, well, we're going to continue doing what we have been, but it's all because of what you guys built and the creators here that are creating on it. So shout out to everybody. I just was curious about kind of the creator tooling sounds incredible for inscribing larger collections and managing things. So I'm really super excited to see what kind of creativity comes out of that. This question might be similar to like what Runes was talking about, but I'm curious about like community management for holders. Like, for example, Runes has these pass-through assets and other creators are doing certain airdrops. And I imagine like right now everything's being done one by one, single transactions, instead of kind of programmatically in bulk. If that's an accurate assessment, I'm wondering if there's like an opportunity to build out or allow for like deeper community management tools so creators can airdrop in bulk to holders or do things to make things easier to manage their community.
No, great question. Tomas, I know, has done a ton of thinking around airdrops, and he's already drafted up some ideas there. It's definitely something we're thinking about and would love to give people the ability to just airdrop easily. I think, like, you know, kind of what Kenny and Miles was talking about, like, passwords is just so easy relative to other protocols to use and to deploy things. I think it's very normie friendly. And I think like making things like airdrops and community management super easy is going to be really important. Like just stripping this stuff down and giving anyone the ability to just pick from a drop down. Hey, I want to airdrop people who have bought a bad kit or looking at like a beatdown piece. Being able to do that from a drop down without having to like run API queries or do anything crazy. Is sort of the direction we want to head. We'd love to be able to, like our North Star has really been like giving everyday users like the power of a dev. So nothing super concrete on that yet, but that's, we're definitely thinking along the same lines there. And we'd love to just make all these things kind of come together and allow you guys to do more with the tokens, especially like tying tokens to NFTs and allowing payments for like NFTs and CFP20s. All of this stuff we feel like is disconnected right now. It's a little bit siloed and it's hard to be something like an airdrop. But yeah, we would love to tie all that together and make these things kind of symbiotic rather than separate right now. So yeah, I love that. And hearing questions like that makes us we'll definitely lean into thinking about that more and looking at what we could do.
Very cool. Yeah, could be really exciting and probably easier for everyone who's trying to do airdrops and such. I know there's a few people or a few creators doing that. So yeah, really curious to hear that take or how that would take shape. If it's okay, awesome. I have kind of a general question too.
Yeah, go for it.
So just thinking about gaming, Roid Runners and what Donovan had shipped was like really shook what I thought was possible. I thought, you know, inscriptions, at least my understanding of it, is pretty limited, but that really shook up what is possible. So I'm curious really like how much deeper, how much more can be done like with gaming verse and what limitations there might be around like massive multiplayer games, metaverse environments and other things like that.
Yeah, I think I was Donovan around to talk more about it. But I think like Donovan has always been talking about this idea of like inscriptions as this gateway between Web 2 and Web 3. So they're kind of inhabit this area where it's basically enabling a permanent database. And he says that all Web2 developers can instantly understand the concept of this permanent database. So if you store something like a character or a game, any sort of game component in that permanent database, then the games in any sort of Web2 platform can pull those into their platform and start using them directly within their apps. So one thing that I had mentioned to Donovan was like, oh, it'd be really cool if, like, you know, the Roadrunner characters were running on top of like NFTs that were created by creators. Like, say they were, instead of jumping from island to island, they were jumping off and flight. Cosmin Smile, it's if the Astrodog NFT, these things could be pulled in directly into games because they do live in this permanent database. It's insensible. People can use that data however they want. So I think we're just now scratching the surface there. And I think, like, it's particularly cool, like with Donovan's game, when you're minting one of those characters, you're actually minting two NFTs. So one is kind of the traditional square image of your character that you could use as your PFP. And the other is what's called a sprite, which is like a graphical representation of your character as it's running, like each step of its running path. And that sprite is what actually gets pulled into the game and used. So I think often people in the background aren't even aware that there's, you know, multiple instructions being created. I think that's kind of what slowed it down a little bit initially as well. But it's like super awesome to think about, like, storing those game components in this database that is Cosmos Web. And I think we're just scratching the surface here. I mean, I would love to see something like even games like chess or checkers or any sort of board turn-based games that you could play on there directly on the hub, and each move could potentially be an inscription, which would then, like, store the game throughout all time, throughout history, and maybe even you could like bet on the game before you played. Like, you could wager some CFP20s or some inscriptions or something, and the winner would get those directly at the end of the game. So I think, I really think we haven't even begun to see what else possible with this stuff.
Very cool. And that's really interesting to hear, like, how it was working. Because I noticed the sprites were minting as I was playing. I was like, what's going on here? And, like, I had asked Donovan, he said he's going to publish some of the tooling behind it, which I'm really interested to read through. But just, like, the fact that the coins could be counted after that threshold was met, like, it almost functioned like a smart contract. So it's really interesting to hear that you feel like you're just scratching the surface and so much more could be done. I'm really curious to follow what can be done there.
Yeah, definitely. And sweet. We'll keep exploring there. I think it's funny that I've been kind of built that game totally in his spare time just for fun. And, like, you didn't even tell anyone he was working on it. Just one day, he's like, hey guys, check out this link. And
that's awesome.
And yeah, they all went there and they're really blown away. So
yeah,
I love it. And I hope that's, like, hopefully inspiring some other people out there to build out similar things. They're cool.
Yeah, it's definitely got me thinking differently.
Awesome. All right. I think between, did you have a question? It looks like it bumped me back down to the list. But I had a confused speak. All right. Yeah, I'm not seeing any more speaking requests. And we're at the 1 hour mark, so I think it's probably a good time to wrap it up. But yeah, if you guys have any questions, hop in there. Luckily, I'm in there all the time. And then also follow us on Twitter. We'll be releasing some more things on the Rootsmaps. And give Tomas a follow. He's ZeroX Meteorite on Twitter. Just created his account yesterday, and he's up to 67 followers. So rookie numbers for this man. We gotta bump those up. Everyone, huge thanks for joining. And I'll see y'all on chain. Thank you.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over the impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.